The Bright Side Home Theater Podcast is a spoiler podcast. The opinions and reviews are solely those of the Bright Side Home Theater Podcast.
This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show.
This is Bright Side Home Theater.
Hey, home theater nerds, I'm DJ, and this is a Bright Side Home Theater Podcast, the podcast that talks about the bright side of the screen. Whether it's two channels, a sound bar, or a dedicated room, all that's really required is a passion for the home theater hobby, really. This week, I'm going to be doing a face-off between Guardians of the Galaxy in 4K and Guardians of the Galaxy in 3D. But before we get to that, next week we have Ford v Ferrari coming out on 4K. I'm really looking forward to that. Another one of my hobbies, cars. And when you mix home theater with car racing, I mean, you go back to even Days of Thunder, listening to that in my theater, or Grand Prix from 66, Rush, Driven was so much fun. There's a documentary I know from the 90s that I saw that I used to use as a demo disc, and I can't even think of what it was at the time. But yeah, I'm really, really looking forward to Ford v Ferrari. It's a great story, but that has some real potential for surround sound too. Haven't seen it in the theater, so I'm really looking forward to that one in my theater. So this week in my theater, I've been watching a lot of Clone Wars on Disney Plus. Really, really enjoying that. Watching that in the theater, I think, brings a whole other level of entertainment that you just don't get sitting down and watching it on a TV. There's a lot of things you might miss. First and foremost, the surround sound, I've said it before, is really, really good on this for an animated series. Really happy with the effort that they put into this, knowing that most people, especially when it first came out, most people were watching this on a regular TV, probably kids watching it, or the majority of the people were kids. And most people aren't taking advantage of the surround sound, and it just sounds so, so good, the way the ships go around the room and stuff. But there's some scenes where little dust particles floating in the air, and it's so, so well done, so many good details in there. And the other show I'm enjoying in my theater is the new CBS All Access Picard. Watched the second episode this week. Very, very dynamic picture. It's in 4K. It looks, the way they utilize the blooming of the lights and stuff, the flashing lights, the everything. It's just, it looks so, so good. I've said it before. I said it on my other podcast. You can get CBS All Access for free for 1 week. This show is worth checking out. I would say at the time of this recording, we're in week two, so I'd maybe even wait 2 more weeks and then just binge watch the first 4 episodes. You get it for free, even just to test it out in your theater, just to test it out on your screen. And I think you'll agree, it just looks incredible. The sound is incredible. And that's nothing to say of the story. I'm really enjoying the story, too. And I'm new to it. I'm not a big Star Trek person. The other big event this week, the Super Bowl in 4K HDR. What did everybody think of that? I wasn't impressed. I thought it looked great. I enjoyed it. I thought the picture was crisp. I thought it looked really good. But you've got to do more than that to impress me. First off, I am streaming with an Apple TV. 4K TV, and I know I'm not getting HDR, so I'm getting the 4K, but the cameras are filming this at 1080p, and they're up converting it. Is that better than when I watch a 1080p version, and my system up converts it to 4K? I don't know. I didn't really see that much of a difference, and I'm not really sure how much HDR is going to add to a live sports event. I would like the opportunity to like AB that, but I'm not really sure what that can add to it, because typically when you see something in HDR, you compare it to something that you've already seen over and over. Like I do, like Star Trek Into the Darkness. You watch that in the standard format with no HDR in that opening scene with the reds and everything. It's, you can see the difference when you put the 4K. The colors are more vibrant. They just pop on you and you're seeing colors that didn't exist before. Very similar to the little twinkle lights at the beginning of Blade Runner. There are colors there that just don't exist in a standard dynamic range, but the high dynamic range, you get so much more. The color is, it looks better. What are you going to get in a football game? Your helmets are going to, is it going to be that much more? Is it going to make it unnatural? I don't know. So I enjoy that they're upping this. I enjoy the technology that they're trying to advance, but this Super Bowl, it honestly, the picture and the sound, I didn't see a huge upgrade there over what we've had in the past or what we get out of a standard 1080p game when your TV or your projector, if it's a 4K, it's usually up converting it anyways. I don't know. Let me know what you thought. Other than that, this week I played a little bit of Call of Duty. Really enjoyed that. I mean, how can you go wrong when you can hear snipers in the background and it playing games like that in your theater really bring a whole level of immersion that you don't get even with headphones. And headphones are pretty good, but I really enjoy it on the big screen. I feel like I can see more. But let's get to Guardians of the Galaxy and get to this face off. So I watched this movie in 4K with my wife first, and it's decent. The 4K Ultra HD is presented in a 240:1 ratio. So I put my masking up. I thought the picture was really good. I thought the colors were bright. I thought the blacks looked good. Nothing really popped to me. Nothing really, as far as picture goes, it was your standard 4K picture. The sound was really good. The sound had some good bass in there. I mean, it's not it is in Atmos, but it wasn't as dynamic as a Dunkirk, which I say a lot. But I thought the sound was very enveloping. But I got to admit, I wasn't really overly impressed. I was entertained. I thought it was a good time, but I wasn't overly impressed. And to be honest with you, I knew I was going to be watching the 3D version afterwards. And at the end of the movie, I was like, well, maybe I'll wait a little bit because I wasn't really in the mood to jump right back in because it really didn't impress me. And I'm like, how much more can the 3D bring? Some 3D is strong, some 3D not so strong. And so I just took a break. So I took a few days off and I came back with the 3D version. Put the disc in. So the menus open up and it's in 3D. And I'm a sucker for nerdy stuff like this and how the menus pop off the screen. It looks really cool. So I hit play and the movie starts and we open up with the 240:1 aspect ratio. And I thought, I'm like, oh, I got to put my bars back, my masking up again. But for some reason I felt lazy. I didn't feel like getting up and doing it. So I just sat there. I'm like, oh, how bad? It's 3D. I'll just leave it alone. So I noticed the sound was really good. It's not the Atmos track. It's 7.1 DTS Master Audio. Difference is negligible. I would say as we go on, I'll get more into each scene. But it, like I said, difference was negligible. But you have the opening scene where, you know, Quill's mother dies, typical Disney movie. Then we come on, then we see Quill run out of the hospital. He gets abducted by the aliens. And, you know, I'm not really engaged yet. And then they jump to, what is it, 26 years later or whatever, whatever goes on the screen. But boom, it's full screen. It's a multi-aspect ratio movie, similar to Dark Knight. But this is in 3D. So when you go to that full screen, it just sucks you right into the movie. And that really piqued my interest. I actually started to think, did I miss out in the 4K version because I put my masking up and it had been a few days. So I was like, did I just not notice that there was some images on the masking? Cause it's velvet. So it pretty much sucks all the light out of it anyways. I don't know. So I go through and I watch the entire movie I was thoroughly engrossed. The way they shot this movie for the 3D is most of the scenes, like in a ship or on land or something, it was all in the 240. And then when they went into space, it was the full, like, IMAX full-size screen. It really worked. Typically, I don't like this. Typically, like with Dark Knight, I don't like, I either want to have masking and watch the whole movie in one aspect ratio. But with 3D, I thought it really brought another level of immersion. It was a lot of fun. Would I have preferred the whole movie to be in like the full IMAX screen? Well, yeah, probably. But if you go back and forth like this, it actually, I don't know. I really, really enjoyed it. So the first scene I'd like to talk about, though, is the first time we see Thanos on screen as, well, James Brolin. It's at 32:36. In 4K, it was clean. The sound was clean because it's basically a conversation. But that's all I can say about it. It was just, it looked nice. They're in space. The black levels were nice. But there was no punch to it. But in 3D... this scene was full screen. You actually notice that I think the top of Nebula's head is cut off in the 4K version. In the 3D version, it's like you're there. It just sucks you right in. It looked so good. I think this was the first time in the movie that I went, oh wow, that's really cool. It reminded me of the first Avengers movie when Loki gets taken back in the middle of the movie, he gets taken back into space. Or even at the beginning when you have the opening scene and you're in space and like walking up those steps at the beginning of Avengers, even in the 4K version, that really kind of looks 3D. And I've seen that scene so many times. But this one here actually being in 3D and really looking like a good 3D version, it was really impressive. The next scene comes at 35 minutes and 20 seconds. Basically, it's their escape plan. This one in 4K has great Atmos track. I mean, I think it was really, really discreet, really clean around the room. Each channel was, it felt cleaner. The picture, it really didn't suck you in, especially when you compare it to the 3D. The 3D, when that screen widens out and it just, you see everything. And the sound, if you close your eyes, yes, the 7.1 DTS Master Audio isn't as dynamic. It isn't as punchy. The bass isn't as strong or it doesn't sound as clean. But the fact that you're getting sucked in visually, I think it actually you don't even notice the difference in sound. I had to replay this back and forth a few times to actually get to hear a difference, and the Atmos is cleaner. If you're going to close your eyes and listen to it, yeah, the Atmos is going to sound better. But this is about the overall immersion, and with the 3D, it just looked and sounded like you were in the middle of all of this action with everything going on over your head. Things whipping around the room, and you can see so much more, especially with the IMAX size screen. It was just a really great scene. This is a scene that I will be using as a reference scene to show off capabilities. This next scene is definitely a reference scene. I will be showing this one over and over in 3D and in 4K to show the difference. To get the most out of it, I would start at 1 hour and 23 minutes even. It has a good build up before the battle. This is the epic standoff with the Nova Corps, Ronin versus the Nova Corps. In 4K, the Atmos is deeper bass. But again, it's negligible because in 3D, when, like I said, if you started at 1 hour and 23 minutes even, you start at the 240:1 ratio. But then when it opens up, when they go out and start the battle, it really gives you that sense. When it opens up, you're in that battle. And at exactly 1 hour and 25 minutes, when Quill and Rocket, all the ships are being overwhelmed, you have that feeling of hopelessness. There's so much going on. It's like that the 3D really brings you in, like you're in the middle of this space battle, lasers flying around, explosions going everywhere. You're seeing the characters through the cockpit, and so you've got the glare on the canopy. There's a level of detail here that you don't get when you watch this in 4K. You just can't. And you really feel like when you go back and watch the 4K version, you feel like you're missing out because you have those, you know, bars at the top and the bottom. And yeah, you have a wider picture, but really being close up in that action and then adding the 3D when you go to the like IMAX size screen, this scene here is just, it's incredible in 3D. I can't recommend 3D enough for this movie. It really, really is. It's so good, especially this scene. The next scene comes at 1 hour, 28 minutes, and 5 seconds, similar to when we first see Thanos. This isn't a scene with a ton of action, but it's the scene when Groot releases the quote-unquote fireflies for the first time. And in the 4K version, it was just like, okay, it was cool that Groot did that to light their way because they can't see in the dark. But in the 3D version, you feel like they're in your room, the little fireflies, as you will. There's not really a lot of sound, just ambient room sound, like they're in a cavernous area. But this one is like where you really feel like it's in your room, like the fireflies are in your room. And the last scene I'll talk about is when Quill finally holds the Infinity Stone at the end and the swirling sounds all around. This one here, the 4K, the swirling sounds are more dynamic. It is, you feel a better sense of immersion with the sound in that one. But again, in the 3D version, the sound might not be as good, but having that IMAX screen suck you right in, it really makes a difference. I know people say 3D is gimmicky and it's dying. I can't get enough of these 3D movies. I think it's a different genre. And certain movies, it plays really well. I've watched a few. I haven't done the podcast on them yet. I've watched a few where it didn't work. But this one here, I'm going to say this is up there with Avatar. Guardians of the Galaxy is done so well in 3D that I think it's up there with Avatar. I haven't decided which one's better. I'm going to have to watch Avatar again. That'll be an interesting comparison. When Atmos came out, when I first heard Atmos in the theaters, I wanted it for my theater. I want that level of immersion. I've always wanted 3D. I wanted that level of immersion. I've always said sound is the most important part of a movie, but when you incorporate the sound with a 3D picture, it's the only time that I would say that sound can take a back seat. I'm not saying it needs to be, I don't want to watch a 3D movie, a silent 3D movie, but you don't have, if you could incorporate the two of them, which I have yet to see, and that's too bad, and where 3D isn't as popular, I don't think we're going to see that, but I'll take that trade off. I'll take a DTS mix or a Dolby True HD mix to get it in 3D. If I could have them both, yeah, I would prefer that. I would prefer 3D and Atmos or DTS:X. The other thing is, I do understand that 3D isn't as enveloping if you're on anything under, say, a 75-inch screen. If you have a 75-inch screen and you sit close enough to it, you could still get the same thing I'm getting at a 110-inch screen. I think at a 65-inch TV, you got to sit too close to it. That seems kind of weird to me, but it could be done, but you still, to me, sitting, what you'd have to be like 5 feet off of it or something like that to get the same level of immersion that you would get at 110. So I'll end with this. I agree with Martin Scorsese yet again. I've mentioned this a lot. Yeah, these movies are a ride. And in 3D, they're an epic ride. This Guardians of the Galaxy is an unbelievable ride in 3D. And there's nothing wrong with that. It doesn't mean that it's not art. It doesn't mean that it's not cinema. It's just a different genre, and it is so entertaining. If you can get a hold of this in 3D, and you have a good size screen, I highly, highly recommend watching Guardians of the Galaxy in 3D. It was so much fun. I've watched these scenes since I decided to do this. I've watched these 3D scenes probably three or four times each, going back and forth, because it's just so good. It's so much fun. And the level of immersion is so deep. In a movie like this, it really makes me look forward to other 3D movies. And I have a bunch, but any that you, I did Alita Battle Angel already. That was really good. But if you guys know of any 3D movies that are really that well done, let me know. I'd love to take a look at them. So that's it for this week. Week 5 of 2020 is in the books. Let me know what you're pushing play on Twitter at BrightsideHT, or you can email me at BrightsideHomeTheater@gmail.com. This podcast is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion. You can check out a whole bunch of great podcasts over at NerdyLegion.com, including the Brightside Chat, where we review on Monday. We're going to review, guess what? Guardians of the Galaxy. My take over there, not as exciting as this take. So check that out, because, well, I don't want to spoil it for you. And if you're listening on iTunes, I'd appreciate it if you could go and rate, review, and subscribe. 5-star review with a little write-up would be great. Appreciate that very much. Hope everybody has a great week. I will see you next Friday. Go push play.
Hey Fred.
This has been a Hey Fred production with theme music by Jeff Bernhardt and Throne Vault Productions.